Welcome to the Government Marketing University's interview series. Today we're joined by Ginger Kessler. Ginger is head of federal marketing for Brocade and also head of the mentoring program at GMARC-U. Ginger, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, great to be here, Chris.
Ginger, why don't you just give a, I know you've been a long time and very successful professional in the government marketing space. Can you give our listeners just a little bit of background about yourself?
I've been marketing to the federal space and state and local probably for about 15 years out of my 25-plus years of being a marketer and a salesperson. I actually started my career off with IBM as a salesperson and then switched over to marketing about 10 years into my career and then have stuck with it. Every once in a while, I go back to sales thinking that I can kill it and make some really, really good money, and then I realize I like marketing so much better. But I have been, you know, around the federal space most of my career, and these last couple of years with Brocade, they've allowed me just to focus on the federal space, which has been so much fun because you can really get your arms around it.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. And I've spoken to some salespeople, and they really appreciate when the marketing people that support them have walked a mile in their shoes, so to speak. You know, there's been a lot of buzz about this upcoming conference, the GAIN conference in October, being put on by Government Marketing University. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that Luann Brosman, who's the founder of Government Marketing University, has known from all of her experience in working with all of the marketers out there that sell to the public sector that there definitely is a need for all of us to be able to network together, to be able to learn from each other, and to be able to improve our skills as marketers. And I think that's exactly what she's doing with this great conference. Last year was the first one, and it was pretty spectacular. But I think that Luann, as I've seen the programs that she's put on with GMARC-U over the course of the year, man, she has just stepped it up. Things are fabulous. The Market Chat Lives that I've been going to are just incredible. I walk away with such knowledge, and I've been doing this a long time. So it's great for me as someone who's more seasoned, but it's really great for people who are in the middle of their career or the beginning of their career.
That sounds exciting, and I've seen the promotional video about last year's event, and the energy last year was just seemed very, very high.
Oh, it definitely was. And, you know, this year the agenda looks fabulous. I'm really excited about the keynote speaker. John Asher, I don't know, but from, you know, the description of what his keynote's going to talk about, the old brain and about how it doesn't care about your product, which, of course, we know pretty much that customers just care about, you know, what's in it for them and what will they get out of it. But I like this concept of, you know, really understanding the brain's decision-making process. So I'm really excited to go to that keynote. And I think that's what GAIN does, is it will allow attendees to be able to learn. And we'll learn from people like John Asher. We'll learn from other experts. We'll learn from our media partners that are sponsoring the conference. And we'll learn from each other. I don't know if you saw, but on the agenda, there are best practices. From different marketers will get up and share a marketing campaign that they did with excellent results so that we all in the audience will be able to benefit from that. And I think that's just really important.
That sounds really interesting. I have spoken to attendees who attended last year, and they said that the educational component was very, very strong, you know, compared to some other events in the area where that may not be as strong. So that sounds great.
Yeah,
you know, you mentioned the mentor.
Really
mentioned the mentoring program. Tell us a little bit more about that and what you do there at GMARC-U.
Well, we've developed a program to bring people who are more seasoned together with people who are less seasoned so that they can learn from one another. So it definitely is focused on the protege so that they can help to grow their career and expand their knowledge and figure out how to do marketing to the government better. But I will tell you that the people who are the mentors find that they benefit from this program as well, because obviously those who are newer to their career, they've got a lot of great ideas and things and different ways of doing things. So I think we both benefit. We did the program in the spring where we had 11 protégés and 11 mentors. We matched them up based on their backgrounds as well as what they wanted to get out of the program. And then we met four times. We do it over lunch from 11 to 1 once a month, and it allows all of us to have some one-on-one time for the mentors and the protégés, but we also do a group program, so we're kind of learning together, and then we do a networking session. So right now we're looking to run our next program, and we are actually looking for protégés to join because, you know, we really like to get out to them. I've got about 9 mentors that are ready to go, and we just need some protégés to sign up so that we can get the program running in the fall.
That sounds exciting. And a mentor at a certain point in your career can make all the difference, particularly in, you know, federal marketing, which encompasses all of the traditional disciplines, but then also has a lot of unique characteristics. So I can see how valuable that would be.
Yeah, really, it really does. You know, I think most of us that work for manufacturers, we deal with corporate headquarters who doesn't always understand federal. So understanding how to do that job better, being the liaison from corporate to federal, is something that is definitely unique and something that I think protégés can learn from these mentors in order to how to do that best.
Right, right. You know, to expand on that point just for a moment, during your career, you must have seen a number of changes in best practices in the area of public sector marketing. Could you discuss a couple of those that you've seen?
Wow. Well, I think the biggest thing is you've got to be neck and neck with or aligned with your sales leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you can be the most effective, is making sure that he or she, you know, supports your programs that you're doing and also believes that the sales team should be supporting those programs. So I think that's a huge best practice. I think looking at new technology and trying to figure out how we can do it in federal. I know in federal we get to hide behind the fact that we're federal. You know, account-based marketing is a perfect example. You know, a couple of years ago when corporate at Brocade came to us and said, hey, we're going to start to do some account-based marketing, and what they were doing was the digital surround. And so I gave them, you know, a whole bunch of agencies that I'd love for them to digitally surround, and they came back and said, oh, we can't do that because it's based on IP address, and guess what? Anybody in DOD, it just says defense networks, and so that really limits us.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And it's funny how I'm like, oh, okay, we can't do that. And then, you know, from my peers, I'm learning, oh, that's not true. There are ways around it. And so I think that, you know, a best practice is don't always take no. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead and you know, if you need to say, oh, we can't do it because we're federal, that's fine. But don't let them say, oh, we can't do it because it's federal, because a lot of times there are workarounds. So I think not taking no for an answer is another great best practice.
That makes a lot of sense, and I really like the expression digital surround. I'm gonna use that if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, do you see anything, I guess expanding the question, do you see anything changing in the next 12 to 18 months in the area of federal marketing? You know, they're talking about another CR, they're talking about even a potential government shutdown. Hopefully, of course, that doesn't come to pass. Want to put your analyst hat on and make any projections for the near future?
Well, I think one of the lessons that we learned from GAIN last year is that there are opportunities for all of us to do case studies with our federal accounts. And I think we always hide behind the fact that, oh, they're federal, they don't want to endorse any manufacturer. But there have been certain marketeers, Kathy Cromley is one example, where she was able to really put together a great case study working with the agency in order to be able to do that. And so I feel like that's something that all of us should kind of put our arms around and say, hey, we're going to get to know the marketing communications people at the different government agencies, the public affairs officials, and really understand how we can work with them so that we can do these case studies. Because all of our sales reps, at least at Brocade and every company I've been with, tell me all the time that that's critical for their success, to understand how our technology was used in a different agency or even a different state and local agency or an industry, right? Just having those case studies. So I feel that that's probably really, really important and something we all should be doing. I don't know that it depends on the administration that we have today and the continuing resolution, right? No matter what, I think that we should all go and do that. And I think that, you know, we every year we come up with the continuing resolution. And so it's always going to affect us a bit when it comes to selling. But you also have to keep in mind that selling to the federal government is, you know, an 18-month process for most of us that sell technology. So just because we have a continuing resolution for a couple of months, that doesn't really impact business as much as it might if you were selling something that only takes a week to sell. So I think continuing to get that information out to our government decision makers about why they should be selecting our solutions is still very important, whether we have a budget or whether we don't.
Great points and good insight. Thank you so much. Ginger, thank you for joining us today, and sounds like we'll be seeing you again in October.
You sure will. And just to close, I think the big thing about the GAIN conference is also the networking, you know, opportunity. You get to be there with your peers. Right. You get to be there with, you know, people who are new to doing public sector marketing, to people who are very, very seasoned. And sharing best practices, we'll get to be actually listening to people who are, you know, telling us how they were successful so that we can go ahead and not reinvent the wheel. And then new information like account-based marketing, like this John Asher keynote, it's just a great learning opportunity. I think that most companies would very much reimburse you for, you know, anybody attending because it will help you to grow in your abilities to be a better marketer. And I just think it would be silly not to sign up.
Sounds wonderful. I will see you there.
All right, Chris. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye now.